Jerry Ryan and Barack Obama. By Well Chuffed. Jerry Ryan, or you may know her better as 7 of 9 from Star Trek Voyager, and Bathhouse Barry, you say. What can they possibly have in common? 7 of 9 is fiction and Bathhouse Barry's family is also fiction. But apart from that, there is a political connection. Jerry married Goldman Sachs investment banker Jack Ryan in 1991 and had a son. In 1999 they divorced but kept the court documents sealed to protect their son. There were lurid allegations that Jack had asked Jerry to perform sexual acts in public with him and mentions of whips and cages. Bit like a GP Friday evening then. Since the divorce, Jerry met a French chef in 2007 and they have been together since. That's the happy part of the story. In 2004, Jack Ryan decided to stand as the Republican candidate for the Illinois Senate seat. His main opponent was none other than Barack Obama, standing for the Democrats. Now for the dirty tricks, and of course, Bathhouse Barry gets other people to do the dirty. Our old friends the MSM were the medium this time. At the start of the campaign in 2003, the Chicago Tribune and WLS-TV demanded to have the divorce records released. Jerry and Jack agreed to release the divorce but not the custody records. This was not enough for the reptiles. The damaging stuff was in the custody records. By June 2004, a Los Angeles Superior Court judge ordered the custody records released against the wishes of both parents. It is hard to believe that aspiring Senator Barack Obama was not behind this. Jack denied the more titillating claims in the documents. Jerry made only one short statement. The end result was that Jack withdrew his candidacy and Bathhouse Barry went on to win a seat in the Senate, from which he rapidly progressed 4 years later to winning the presidential election. A meteoric rise indeed. Just to prove there is nothing new under the sun, this story contains MSM being very helpful to a lefty. California judges ruling on matters in Illinois. Bathhouse Barry being a nasty piece of work. Our boy Barry has the reputation of being such a nice chap, he is in fact utterly paranoid and will resort to any measures to win an election. Why do I describe his family as fiction? Apart from the oft-repeated claims that Michelle is in fact Michael. Their two children are not the product of their loins. It is easy enough to find the real parents on the net, friends of the Obamas in Chicago. There is no birth registration for either daughter, and there is an offer of a large amount of money for a picture of a pregnant Michelle. So far, no takers, winners even with the widespread use of Photoshop. The Obamas are a manufactured family, chosen, I believe, to attain the presidency, a kind of political version of the monkeys, make of that what you will. Hopefully the Democrat Party will soon be destroyed, if it isn't. The real story of the rise of the Obamas will eventually do the job. As a final observation, it is seldom if ever that Barack and Michelle are seen together since he left office. There is a former British PM who no longer associates with his lawfully wedded wife, so it is not a unique situation. I am not claiming that BDSM aficionados should be excluded from public office. There have been similar allegations about some MPs over the years, but it won't help your cause if made public. One or two puffins may have difficulties should they try for election, though these days, it may even be an advantage. Copyright Well Chuffed 2019.